Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at characteristics identifying the spiritually dead based upon Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. In contrast to Jesus being raised from the dead, Paul writes about a person being dead in their trespasses and sins. He identifies in detail characteristics of people who are spiritually dead. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. When Paul uses the word dead, he is not speaking of being physically dead, but rather of being spiritually dead. One similarity between being physically dead and being spiritually dead is both incur a separation. In physical death, there is the permanent separation of the air we breathe from our body. In the spiritual death, we are separated from God, resulting in us no longer being in a relationship with Him and no hope of being with Him eternally. However, because of what God has accomplished through Jesus, being spiritually dead can be temporary. It does not have to be eternal. Notice Paul states the Ephesians were dead. This language identifies their past spiritual condition and not their current spiritual condition. Notice Paul uses the phrase, in which you formerly walked. They have made some changes in their life, so they are no longer spiritually dead. How would someone today be able to identify an individual who is dead in their trespasses and sins? Paul says, they walk according to the course of this world. They are following the way the world thinks one should live and not how God thinks one should live. They walk according to the prince of the power of the air, which I believe is one description of Satan. They walk according to the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. This indicates the sons of disobedience are being led by Satan. In describing the individual who is spiritually dead, Paul says they live in the lust of their flesh. They are living however they want to live. They are the standard for their life. Those who are spiritually dead are living by their feelings or desires of the flesh and of the mind. Their emotions are the deciding factor in how they will conduct themselves. These are people who are living by the philosophy of, if it feels good, do it. Those who are spiritually dead are doing what they have always done and how they have always lived. They are, by nature, children of wrath. This means their life will result in experiencing the wrath of God, eternal punishment, if some changes in their life are not made. The key word in this passage is formerly. These people were no longer dead. They were alive. No longer children of wrath, but children of God. We should be like them. We should be alive. People who are now daily living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program and hope you have a great day living God's way.